The Vatican is in the midst of two wide-ranging investigations of nuns in the United States. The first investigation is what's known as an apostolic visitation. The Vatican calls it a look into the quality of life of women's religious institutes. The second investigation focuses on the Leadership Conference of Women Religious, a group that represents 95% of women's religious orders. The conference says it was told the investigation was warranted because it's not done enough to promote church teachings. To learn more about the investigations, we spoke with Dr. Alice Laffey, a former nun who teaches religion at the College of the Holy Cross in Worcester. We asked Dr. Laffey if it appears the Vatican is concerned about whether some nuns in the U.S. are adhering closely enough to Vatican doctrine.
Yes. The culture of the United States is different from certainly cultures in different parts of the world. We, for example, have a very individualist culture. So Europeans in general will look at Americans and see us as very individualistic. And when at the time of Vatican II, Roman Catholic nuns were asked to seek the signs of the times and to make adaptations to better be able to speak to the modern world, some of the adaptations that were made were in accord with American culture, and some of them certainly facilitated the ministry of sisters, and others became problematic.
Well, what are you talking about when you say they became problematic? Give us a specific about what the Vatican might find problematic. Are we talking something as simple as the fact that many nuns in the U.S. no longer wear the habit, or that they don't go to church often enough, they don't receive the sacraments?
I would say probably both. Rome sees them really as, you know, one of their arms, and assumes that what Rome says they will do or they will think.
You're saying the Vatican might be thinking that U.S. nuns are not doing a good job representing today's church, or at least today's church as it's defined by the Vatican.
Right. You know, I'm very hesitant to say all Vatican officials or all nuns, because I think it's much more complex than that. There is a small group that is very vocal, and that those people get attended to. Rome is concerned because they see religious, for example, opting for social justice ministries, which are a good thing, but less attentive to a male patriarchal, hierarchical church.
Are you talking about the part of the investigation into the Leadership Conference of Women Religious? A letter to the order said that it had failed to promote church teachings on issues such as the male-only priesthood and homosexuality. What do you take from that?
Well, I take from that that you are public persons of the church.
How do you imagine that these culturally independent people, the nuns across the U.S., are going to take all this? And I know it's a broad brush question because you can't speak to or speak about every nun in America.
You know, I think that some of them will be offended because they have given their lives to try to serve the people of God in the church, and they will be hurt. I think others will be angry, but part of the anger, I think, is related to being hurt. And I think one of the problems that the Vatican is having with the Leadership Conference of Major Superiors right now is not just the homosexuality thing, but the head of the Major Superiors, in talking recently in one of her major talks, said there is more than one Son of God, and salvation doesn't just come through the church. Now, this is a real issue. What she was referring to was other religions. This is clearly sort of pushing the envelope. So I think homosexuality is one thing, and I think the ordination of priests is one thing. But I think the issue right now, you know, does have to do with kind of maintaining a unique and important place for not only Christianity but Catholicism.
The number of nuns, yes, in the U.S. has declined dramatically in the last 50 years. There are about 60,000 across the U.S. now, but that compares to 180,000 in 1965.
Right.
Are you worried that these investigations could affect those numbers?
No. I think that women who are going to enter are going to enter. A religious vocation is really much more about an experience of God and a call to service in the church through a particular way of life.
Dr. Alice Laffey, thank you very much for joining us this morning.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Dr. Alice Laffey is a former nun who teaches religion at the College of the Holy Cross in Worcester.